Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
Okay, we are starting the next malacha, the malacha of Dush. After having spent a couple of weeks on Bishul, now we are up to the malacha of Dush. Again, we are in the Tzorba Merabanan series, the lax family edition of all of these svarim, and volume number 18, the Yakir Hexter Zal and David Schwartz Zal volume two of our dear Chayalim that gave their lives, Al Kiddush Hashem. And we are up to Shir number 6 in the volume on page 253, and the malacha of Dush. Dush is one of these malachas that one might not think is so lamaisa, right? It's not like Choresh or Zoreah, which aren't as lamaisa. Those do come up also, but Dush does come up. The whole topic of Schitas Peiros, about squeezing fruit, about eating fruit on Shabbos, have issues with the Dush. Brushing one's teeth, one of the issues is Dush. Maybe we'll touch on that. Squeezing anything out from inside is the Malacha of Dush. Milking cows on Shabbos, a woman expressing her milk on Shabbos, all of that is included in the Malacha of Dush. Let's try to see what we can relating to these Malachas and this the topics that we'll discuss today relating to Dush and Schita, having to do with fruits and milking v'chul. In the Sefer Menuchas Ha'ava, here you have it in source number one, he defines the malacha of Dush. Again, Dush is threshing. Has what was done in the Mishkan when something was grown and you harvest it after your kotzer, after you cut it from the ground, so then you have to thresh it. That means getting the kernels out from the husks off of the stalk. That's the malacha of Dush. Explains the Menuchas Ava. Malachas Dush, he malamates avos malachos, hasuras ben atura b'shabbos, is one of the lamates malachos that are asur on Shabbos. Mahus malachas Dush, what is the essence? He hotsas min echad habalua umechuse betoch min acher. It's removal of one type from within another type of its casing. Mitocho al yidei dechikaso ulechitzaso achi shaber. By pushing it, by crushing it, getting out something that's inside something else, getting out the inside of a nut, getting out the juice from inside a fruit, getting something out from the inside of its outer covering, that is the malacha of Dush. Kagon, Dush tvua la'achar sheniksara, shedochakim, vilochzim bakashim ubamotz, hamachasim es garine hatvua, ayidei havaras vehemos alehem, either we do it through animals, by animals, having sharp items on the bottom of their feet, or they're pulling a machine with sharp corners, and it cuts over. So that is all the malacha of Dush. And he continues, and that's why squeezing out fruit. Hazochet anavim b'shabbos l'tocho, squeezing out a grape on Shabbos is an issur d'araisa of Dush. Schita might be a tolda, but remember, avos and toldos are both mida araisa. The only difference, the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Beis, the only difference between them is in Hilchos Karmanos. But regarding Daraisa, Darabanan, they're both Daraisa. So Schita, squeezing a fruit on Shabbos, a grape on Shabbos, is an Isser Daraisa. The Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel, the beginning of the discussion of the Malachis, right? And remember, Ayin Gimel and Aleph has the list of the 39. But the Gemara there says, Dush Menafetz, Menafet, Kulan Malacha Achas, threshing or beating flax, any type of separating is included. There is a maybe an extension of the Malacha of Dush, not just to get out what's inside, but even what's attached. That might be Borer, but there is a Gemara that seems to say that's also Dush. The Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel Mevei, source number 3. Amar Rav Papa, Hayman Deshada Pisa Ladikla. Somebody takes a clod of earth and throws it up. Up, there's a tall palm tree, and on the top of the palm tree, there's a broom, I think that's what it's called, of dates. So a whole group of dates on stalks on hanging on top. So I take a clod of earth or a rock, and I throw it up to the palm tree, and the dates fall off. Says the Gemara, that's Dush. That's Dush? What are you're just detaching from the branches. You're not it's separating something from inside. But that's what the Gemara says. Haimad the shava pisa ladikla v'asr tamri. Somebody throws a clod of earth up to the palm tree, and the dates come down. Chayiv shtayim, you're chayiv two. Achas bishum tolish. One is because you have detached. That's kotzer, the malach of kotzer. V'achas bishum mefarik, and one because of mefarik, which is threshing. So which is the ar malacha. Mefarik is a tolda of dash. And Rav Ashi argues and says, no, that's not the normal way to do the malacha, by throwing a clod of earth. But it sounds like that even Rav Ashi only argues because it's an unusual way to do it, not because that's not the definition of the malacha. Right, look at Rashi. Ein derech tlisha uprika bakach al yedei zrika. You don't usually do it by throwing dirt. Ela obiyad obakli. Usually you do it with your hand or with a kli. Vitolish kalacher yadu upater, and it's unusual. But again, substantively, it sounds like that is the malacha. So based on this, the Egle Tal and other poskim, the Sakhachavar says, so you see from here that dash isn't only by getting out from what's inside, but even maybe what separating from something that is naturally connected, maybe that's also included. Hari the dash in source number 5, lav dafka mitocha klipa ela kol shemefarek mipsoles hamechubar bo, from any psoles that is attached to it. Again, we're going to have to get back to this, especially in Borer, where we're going to have this type of lashon also in the next topic that we'll do. But that's what the Egle Tal says. A little difficult to know when this is lamaisa. If somebody is eating grapes, at a Shabbos table, and he's taking the grapes off of the stalk of the grapes, that's not going to be dush. That you're allowed to do that when you're eating. So the Darcha Shabbos explains a little bit the chiluk, but really the malacha of dush classically is getting taking out something inside that naturally is encased in an outer cover, whether it's liquid inside, whether it's a nut inside, something that's inside. So here we go. This is the background for why dush is the av malacha of schita, of squeezing out. So it's important to note, Tosfos notes in a number of places, you have it explained there on page 256, Tosfos notes there are really two malachos that schita is related to. There's the schita of dash, and there's the schita of milabein. We're only focusing on the schita of dash. Schita of dash, squeezing out, because you want what you're squeezing out. I'm squeezing out a liquid. I'm squeezing out a lemon. I'm squeezing out a grape. I want the juice that's inside. That's the schita of dash. The schita malabein is, as part of the washing process, we know there are three stages of the modern washing machine process, and each of those stages is a part of the malacha daraisa of malabein. That is just the soaking cycle. That's the beginning, just touching the liquid to the garment. Then the agitating cycle, that shaking, it's shaken up, that helps get the dirt off. And the third cycle is the spin. The spin cycle is the rinsing, the squeezing out of the liquid. That's also part of the cleaning cycle. So when I'm not interested in getting the liquid out because I want the liquid, but I just want to clean what's left, the garment, that's the schita of libun, of a different malacha, and that's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about the schita of dash, where I am interested in the liquid that comes out. So the Mishnah tells us in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf, beginning of the 22nd parak of Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us, source number 7, Ein sochten es aperos, lo tzi mehen mashkin. One is not allowed to squeeze fruit on Shabbos to get the liquids out. Vim yatsu me'atzman asurin. And even if the liquid dripped out of it by itself, I have a bowl of fruit. And then all of a sudden, I noticed that the bowl of the fruit were a little soft and mushy, and some of the liquid dripped out. Am I allowed to drink that liquid? No. Gzeira, because if I'm drinking that liquid, I might come to squeeze the fruit. Is it derabanan to even drink that fruit? Drinking that fruit is not daraisa, but derabanan, because I might come to squeeze the fruit if I'm able to drink the liquid. That's what the Mishnah says. You can't squeeze that fruit, and if the liquid gets squeezed out by itself, it is usher to drink that liquid. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Im la'ochlin. What does that mean? If the fruit are there to eat, you normally eat these fruit, then even if liquid comes out, hayotze me'an mutter, you're allowed to drink the liquid that comes out. Because there's no worry that you're going to come squeeze these fruit, because these fruit aren't omeid lischot. That's not the point of why you have these fruit. V'im lamashkin, but if it's fruit that you might come to squeeze because you want the liquid, then any liquid that gets squeezed out, that oozes out by itself, is going to be asr. Yotzei mehen asr. Right, and that Isser, again, as Rashi says, Gzeira Shem Yischot L'Chalchila. The Gemara has a major explanation of this Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mention any types of fruit. It just says you can't squeeze out fruit, and if the liquid gets squeezed, oozes out by itself, Machlokas Tanoim. Says the Gemara, there are really three categories of fruit. Three categories of fruit, two of them are not under Machlokas. Two of them are not under Machlokas. Says the Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Mem Gimel Mabeis, source number 9, page 257 in your Tzurva Me'Rabbanan Sefer. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Remember, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he became a Talmud of Shmuel. This is Rav Yehuda the Amora. Not to be confused with Rebbe Yehuda, a number of Rebbe Yehudas, Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloi, Rebbe Yehuda Bar Pedas, Tanoim. So says Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Moda Haya Rebbe Yehuda, L'chachamim b'zeisam anavim. Reb Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim that liquid that gets squeezed out is always usher by grapes and olives. Zeisam anavim, that's a separate category. Umodim Chachamim l'Reb Yehuda b'shar peiros. And the Chachamim agree to Reb Yehuda by shar peiros, which means fruit that are never generally squeezed for their liquid. What's the machlokas? Amar le Reb Yirmi l'Reb Abba el b'mai pligi, if they agree by the category known as Zesim Anavim, and they agree by the category known as Shar Peros. So where do they argue by? What's the middle category? What's known as Tutim Verimonim. Tutim, some type of berry, a mulberry, a strawberry, Verimonim and pomegranates, that's the Machlokas. What's the issue? What's the issue? What are these categories? So Zesim Va'anavim, those create oil and wine. Those are in a separate category. Squeezing grapes and olives on Shabbos is an Issa D'Oraisa. That's biblical. That's why it's its own category. And therefore, you're not allowed to squeeze out grapes and olives on Shabbos as an Issa D'Oraisa. And if liquid oozes out of grapes and olives by themselves, it's usher d'rabbanan to drink, to use that, because I might come to then squeeze the grapes and the olives, which is an Issa D'Oraisa. That's category one. Then this category, let's skip to category three. What's called Shar Peiros, fruit that nobody ever squeezes out. Like, even if you go into a fruit store, I don't know, you won't find this. Cantaloupe. I don't know, would anybody drink cantaloupe juice? Usually not so common, even in a fruit store where you find unusual things. Cantaloupe, I don't know, zucchini juice. So if you have a zucchini, so those you're allowed to squeeze on Shabbos for some reason if you want the juice. And if your juice gets squeezed out, you could drink it because there's no issur of squeezing. What's the middle category? What's called Tutim Rimonim, which is not zeisim va'anavim, but fruit that are sometimes squeezed. Fruit that are sometimes squeezed. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. That's the machlokas. The Chachamim say the liquid that, you're not allowed to squeeze them on Shabbos. Everybody agrees to that. That's also drabanan to squeeze this category. But what if liquid gets squeezed out, just oozes out by itself? Machlokas. The Chachamim say it's usur. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it depends. If it was fruit that you were planning to squeeze, it's usur. And if not, mutter. That is, those are the three categories that comes out from the Gemara and the Rashi, Shabbos Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Right? Says the Gemara in Shabbos, again, to emphasize Kuf Mem Hei, Tutaf later, source number 11. The only Daraisa here is in category 1 of Zesim Anavim. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav Rav, Dvar Torah, Eino Chayev, El Aldrisa, Zesim Anavim Milvad. The only Issa Daraisa about squeezing fruit on Shabbos is olives and grapes. Why? So it could be because it's the most common. Olives and grapes are the most common. Obviously, that could be. But also, there is, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says they're the most common. But if you look in, interesting, the Gaonim, the Ron quotes part of this also. The Gaonim on that Gemara says, well, maybe those are the only two whose liquids have the status of Mashke. We know the seven liquids that are Machshel HaKabal Tumah, Yad Shach Adam. So the only two of the liquids that come from fruit are oil and wine. So maybe that they have a special status. For whatever reason, those are the only two that are Daraisa. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chaf, in source number 12, quotes these three categories. Let's look at them. Shulchan Aruch Shin Chaf Aleph, page 258. Zesim va'anavim, asur l'sachtan. You're not allowed to squeeze an olive or a grape on Shabbos, and if you do, it's asur da'araisa. Vim yasu me'atzman, and if the liquid came out by itself, asurin. They're asur, afil loy on the alachila, even if I was planning to eat the grapes. Doesn't matter. Grapes, olives, separate category. Even if I was planning to eat them, what comes out is usur to partake of. Vitutim verimonim, second category, what's known as pomegranates and other types of berries. Usur l'sochtan, everybody agrees to that. You can't squeeze them. Vim yatsa me'atzman, Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbi Yehuda. And if the liquid comes out by itself, it depends what you were planning to use it for. If the fruit were going to be used to eat, then mutter, then you're allowed to partake of the liquid because there's no worry that you will come to squeeze it. And shar kalaperos, and other fruit category three, mutter lasochta. And now the Rama adds a major limit and a very important rule. Ubimakam shenagu lischor eza peros. Lishtos meimav. And in a place where the minhag is to squeeze these fruit, machmas same, for thirst, otaino, because people enjoy it, dino ketudim v'rimonim. Any fruit that is commonly squeezed for its juice, for its enjoyment, that's included in category two. So basically, almost every fruit in our day and age is considered category two. Because you could go into even regular stores, but for sure health stores, peach juice, pear juice, orange juice, for sure, apple juice, all of those. It's also derabbanan to squeeze those on Shabbos, and even if the liquid squeezes out, oozes out by itself, it's going to be asur midrabbanan. If the only reason that it is squeezed out is lerefua, the Rama says, then ein lachash. If only people who are sick have this. I don't know what would be in that category. Carrot juice people drink, even if it's not for refua. Not for refua. I was in a hotel recently, and I saw they had orange juice and carrot juice. Those are the two choices that they had for breakfast. Orange juice and carrot juice. So, yeah, that's normal. Okay, so these are the categories that we have. There is a discussion. What if in my area, in my land, it's never squeezed? But somewhere else in the world. That's a machlokas haposkin, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Do I have to worry about that? Meaning, does my category change? Because somewhere in the world, they squeeze it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The pashtus of the Rama, the Mishnah Berurah notes, it's only in that place. What does the Rama say? Ubimakam shenagu. Ubimakam shenagu, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Ches. Mashma de ba'oso makamasur. Ubishar makam ushari. Sounds like other makamas is going to be mutter. Ach. But says the Mishnah Berurah, but what if they export? What if it's squeezed there, but it comes to you? That would also for sure be aser, even according to the Rama. In derech laholich hamashke shal peiros b'makom l'makom aser b'chol ha'olam. That's the Rama. But he says, the Magen Avraham says, even if it's not exporting, even if you just know in other places, avol Magen Avraham herech binyan zeh umaskanaso. Dim no dalanu shebeizem makom nagul sachto b'mashke. You know, in some places, that's the minog. V'yafilu anogim b'zirak mixas b'nei adam, and it's only some people. Machmash yishlam peiros harbei. They have a lot of fruit. V'lo ir shleima, aser machmazel luchscho b'chol makom. L'maisa, almost every fruit that we have today, we have to be consider that they are in category two. The Mishnah Berurah says agasim, pears, but really every fruit that we have, category two, which means squeezing out olives and grapes on Shabbos is an issur d'oraisa. Squeezing out almost every other fruit is aser midrabanan. And if liquid oozes out of any of these, it's going to be aser. It's going to be aser because you might come to squeeze. That's what the Piskei Tshuva says. Ubizmanenu, source number 14. Sheshtias mitzei peros nasil odava ragil. It's very common. V'nafots. Umolichim mitzei peros mimedina lemedina. You take it from country to country. Din kala peros bein peros hadar. Bein shar peros kedetutim rimonim. And everything is included, and therefore you can't squeeze them. V'yasurin bein beschita bein biyad bein bekli. But because it's only also derabbanan, many of these categories, so then maybe we'll have a certain tzava hakel that we will see a little bit later. But first, let's talk about an example of this, which is interesting, discussed in the Rishonim. Lemons. Special discussion of lemons in the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go backwards. If you skip a source for a minute, the Shulchan Aruch in source number 16 says, Mutter Lischa lemons. You're allowed to squeeze lemons? What are you talking about? We just said lemons, category two. It should be also drabbanan to squeeze, and liquid that comes out of it by itself should be also. What's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? So let's go back. Where does he get this from? In the Beis Yosef, he discusses back in source 15, Umash Mali. So he says, as we started off by saying, the tutim v'rimonim lav dafka elohu adin l'chol pri shederach l'sachto l'meimav. As we understood, tutim v'rimonim are examples. Any fruit that are sometimes squeezed is going to be aser to rabbanan to squeeze on Shabbos. Say, so ask the Beis Yosef, but there's a minog in Mitzrayim to squeeze lemons. I don't understand. Where does this minog come from? There's a minog in Mitzrayim to squeeze lemons on Shabbos. Where did they get this from? So you could just say it's wrong. But if there's any tzav haka, we'd like to find a tzad lakula to explain this custom that many seem to have done. V'yesh l'tamua, asked the Beis Yosef, shebe Mitzrayim noagim l'schol lemons betoch mayim. They squeeze lemons into water. Shenasuvem sukar lishtos. They had lemon juice with a little bit of sugar. That was their drink. So people squeeze lemons into the liquid, into the water. L'tainug. V'einim noamim b'nei kach l'sachta m'shabes. I didn't see any of the poskim arguing. I don't understand this. Should be also the Rabbanon. Says the Beis Yosef, two possibilities. The Efshar, number one, says the Beis Yosef. Says Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Delo mitzar ela kisho sin meschita sapri below tarov es mashka acher. Maybe, is there possibility number one? It's only us, sir, if you're going to drink the juice. If the juice you're only going to drink mixed in with other liquids, maybe it never gets the status of a separate lemon juice. If you're going to put the lemon juice with the water, so it's not, we don't look at it as what got squeezed out, right? You're always going to drink it with something else. It's not drinkable, so to speak, by itself. So maybe that's why, maybe the Issur D'Rabbanan is only, again, if it's grapes and olives, I can talk about. But maybe the Issur D'Rabbanan is only where you're only going to drink the liquid by itself. Or, Inami, a second answer, to lo mitzar ela kishesochten meim of levad, v'yachar kach marvin osam. Maybe the Issur is only where you first squeeze it into an empty container and then add other ingredients. Avalama minag lisko meim of letoch mashke. If you directly always squeeze the liquid into more liquid, so then it's going to be mutter. So two different dayas. Why? Maybe it's mutter. Maybe it's mutter because here you always drink it with something else, or you always squeeze it into other liquid. Based on that, that's why the Shulchan Aruch, interestingly, even though he started off by saying, why is this mutter? I guess he was so convinced by his explanations of the minog of Mitzrayim that he passed in that way. Mutter lischot lemons. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes these explanations. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, but what about now, 400 years later? 400 or 500 years later, after the Beis Yosef wrote what he wrote. So now, would you still say lemons are mutter? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Well, first he says, maybe it's totally on the two different reasons. Ulefize, bizman hazeh, sheyadua, Surah 17. According to the first answer, fine, lemon juice is usually drunk with other liquids, other ingredients. But according to the second answer, that it's only mutter, it's mutter because you squeeze it directly onto other liquids. Here you don't. You squeeze lemon juice plain into barrels. Barrels and barrels. And says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the second answer, then it should be answer. Sheyadua shememalin chavis lemeos. Lishtos in panish beza makomos tsarech iyun gadol tsarech iyun im mutter lischa b'shabes otocha mashke. I'm not sure if that's allowed. I think it's wrong. To efshar the domi l'tutim v'rimonim. I think it should be back in category two. Kivan shederach l'sachtan b'kele b'fnei atzman. According to explanation number two of the Beis Yosef, the Metzius is different. Nowadays we squeeze lemons directly into empty containers, not dafka into water, and therefore it should be a problem, and that is what we paskin. We paskin that lemons shouldn't be any different than any other fruit. The Shmir Shabbos, source 18. Aval asur lischot lemon o tapuz lato kli. Asur to squeeze lemons or oranges into a kli. Gam im bedaito lishpoch as a mitzah la'ochlin. Even if afterwards you're planning to pour it onto food, amanas l'sakin as a tam tov shalahem. It's asur, the Shmir Shabbos says it's asur. Reb Mordechai Elio, and the next source says it's asur. What's mutter? What's mutter? We'll get to this, but you know what? Let's mention it now already. It's brought up here, says the Mishnah Berurah. What's mutter? If you put it onto a solid. Squeezing liquids onto a solid, that's allowed. That comes up later on. Maybe we'll skip for a minute. Especially later on, but that is the, there it is, on page 267. Page 267, Shabbos Kuf Mem Dalid, Shmuel says, again, review Amar Shmuel, a person could squeeze, Sochid Adam Eshkol Shalanovim Lato Kedera Velato Ka'ara. What does that mean, Lato Kedera? That means, what does it mean, Lato Kedera? Lato Kedera means onto other food. And the reason, the svar for the heter is that if it's liquid onto other food, it never gets the status of liquid. What's the malacha of dash? I squeeze that liquid from a solid. and that's a separate entity from inside. But if it's never gets the status of liquid, I squeeze a lemon onto salad, as we'll learn, that's mutter. Onto fish, that's mutter. So says the Mishnah Berurah here, back on page 262, source 20. So what if I have this liquid? You know what I could do? I could squeeze the liquid onto a sugar cube. I think this is more common in the days of old. Onto a sugar cube, even though I'm going to put that sugar cube into the tea, but right now it's onto the sugar cube, is onto a solid, and that's what's mutter. And then I could put that into the tea. Alkain says the Mishnah Berurah. Tzorach lizar sheyischot mikodem al atzukar bifnei atzmo tahavi kemashke haba la'ochel. The Ben Ish Chai even notes that if he, the order, so it's all about the order. He says the word sulam, sukar, limon, mayim. Right, that's what you could do. That's the way that it could be remembered. But again, that's the Yalkut Yosef also says that, even though he says maker adin, maybe you should, can be maker like the Shulchan Aruch, explaining the minhag of Mitzrayim, but he says it's definitely better to put it onto the sugar. The Chazon Ish has a chumrah. The Chazon Ish says the sugar cube's not going to work. The Chazon Ish in source 22. Because he says, if you know that you're about to put this into tea, then even if you first put it onto the sugar cube and then onto the tea, that's not going to help. That's ki'ilu, it's directly onto liquid. Because you know you're about to put it back into the liquid, says the Chazon Ish. Lischo limon al sukar. V'le'echol as a sukar. Vade mutter. If you're going to eat the sugar, fine, you can eat the sugar plain, put that in your mouth. So that's mashke habala ochel, as we just explained the heter. Kedin lischo dala ochlin. But if you're going to put the sugar into the water, into the tea, near it, the schita zu asura, that schita is asur. The kivan shadaito la mashke, chashev mashke, kishayotse, it's already called liquid. Kodem shenivla basukar. So therefore, the Chazon Ish is machmir, the Yalkut Yosef is maker, then like the Shulchan Aruch, and we seem to pass in most posting like the Mishnah Berurah. Meaning, it is a problem to do lemons onto. Squeezing lemons, period. It's like tutim berimonim, but you could do it onto the sugar cube. That's enough to be considered mashke haba le ochel. Mashke haba le ochel. Right, and then Ramosha talks about what about a grapefruit. He says grapefruits maybe are more machmir than lemons because grapefruit you have for the juice itself. And that is not, you could drink that straight, not just like lemon juice. Nobody really drinks lemon juice straight, but grapefruit juice they drink, and therefore that could be more of an issue. Where does this come up? Fine, not squeezing. Nobody's squeezing fruit on Shabbos. But what happens if one of two things, one of two cases? What if I want to squeeze sometimes, I don't know, I have a wedge of an orange. And let's say there are kids sometimes that do this. They don't want the stuff. They don't want the pulp. So they'll put the wedge of the orange in their mouth and then they'll suck in. Or they want to, there's a grape. You do that with it. Are you allowed to suck in? You're not allowed to squeeze, but you let it suck in your mouth. So the Rama says, because it dafka lischot aser, avol mutter limsot spefiv. The Rama says, yes, it's mutter. Min ha'anavim ha'mashke shebohen. V'kol shegein b'shar dvarim. Yes, you could squeeze the grapes. V'yesh osrim. And some say you shouldn't do that with the grapes. Why? Because squeezing grapes is an iser d'oraisa. So maybe you don't want to mess around with that. Maybe a wedge of an orange, because at most that's an iser d'rabanan. But in Issa Daraisa, maybe not. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says here, quoting from the Elio Rabbah. When it comes to Zesim ba'anavim, don't squeeze. Don't put it at the edge of your mouth and squeeze in. If it's inside your mouth, it's for sure mutter. Let's say I don't want to eat the pulp. I could put it inside my mouth and take it out. That's not a problem. Why? You can't do a malacha inside your mouth. There's no malacha of lush, of the liquid kneading. There's no malacha of borer inside my mouth. There's no malacha of tochen, of grinding inside my mouth. You can't violate a malacha while eating. So, but that's inside the mouth. But this is when it's outside the mouth. That's what the Rama says, that maybe when it comes to daraisas by Zesim Anavim, you shouldn't do it. But by others, one can do it. Where else does this come up? Not only with one's mouth, but what about, I don't know, let's say I'm cutting fruit. What if I'm eating grapefruit? I'm eating grapefruit. So sometimes when you eat grapefruit, when you're going to squeeze out some of the juice, right? So, but I'm eating. So says the Shmir Shabbos, what about cutting grapefruit? What about cutting grapes? So cutting a grape, what if I know the grapes are very juicy? I want to cut a grape for a child. So I'm cutting a grape. I know, let's say it's dangerous for young children to eat grapes. Whole grape, I want to cut them. So, but what if I know that they're very juicy and juice is going to come out? One second. Squeezing grapes is an issa d'oraisa. So if I do that, by cutting it, that's one shinui. That's one shinui. It's an issur derabanan. So that could be an issue. So Poskim say, I remember Rav Ribiat says, that you should put a napkin underneath then. So then it's absorbed right away and never gets the status of juice that comes out. But what about an orange? I'm cutting an orange. Another type of fruit on Shabbos, that's an issur derabanan, even if I would directly squeeze it. So then if I cut it, even if some juice comes out, that's okay. Because that's called the shvus to shvus b'makam sikresha. That's a double derabanan, and my kavan is not to squeeze. Right, I'm not doing it with kavanah. That's called a psik ratio, which is usually usher. And it's usher even by one durabanan. But here it's a double durabanan. I'm squeezing it, even if I would squeeze it actually, if it's not grapes and olives. Right? Even if I would squeeze it actually, it's only usher durabanan. And here I'm squeezing it in an unusual way. Cutting oranges, cutting grapefruit like that, that would be usher. That would be mutter if it's makam psik ratio. But let's say, what if I'm eating a grapefruit? Sometimes you get to the bottom of the grapefruit and I push the spoon against the skin of the grapefruit because I want to get that last juice out. That's squeezing a grapefruit on Shabbos. That shouldn't be done. Even Biderach, that's I'm trying to squeeze. That I'm trying to squeeze. So if it's the juice that's left in the regular, normal way of eating, that's not squeezing. That's eating. And you're allowed to even drink the juice that's left over because that came out. I wasn't trying to squeeze it. I was eating. But if I'm dafka at the end, squeezing against the rind, that could be more of a problem. The Shmir Shabbos says what I just said about cutting grapefruits on Shabbos. It says the Shmir Shabbos in Source 27, Mutter lachtoch eshkalis l'rachbo l'ochla bekapit. You could cut a grapefruit and eat it with a spoon. V'yein bekach b'shem isur schita. There's no issue of schita there. V'ush amnam yizar milasochta. As long as you're not trying to squeeze it. V'gam lo yechavein. Even if you would actually squeeze it, it will only be an issur derabanan, and the pri is nischat here, and because you don't have kavana, he says, trade derabanan b'psik resha, as we just explained. Good. What else? Squeezing fruit. Now we get to what we mentioned earlier, derech agav and paskim, but now we actually get it. Squeezing fruit onto a solid. Squeezing fruit onto a solid, that's mutter. That's mutter according to what we paskin. Except according to one shita, as we'll see. The Gemara says, Shabbos Kuf Mem Dalet. Now we're on page 267, source number 28. Shabbos Kuf Mem Dalet. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Sochet Adam Eshkol Shla Novim L'Toch Kedera. I'm allowed to squeeze liquid onto a salad. Avalo L'Toch HaKa'ara, but not Ka'ara here means an empty bowl. Why? Because then it gets the status of a liquid. As we said, that's the lumdus. If I squeeze a fruit onto a solid, lemon onto a piece of fish, it never gets the status of a liquid. It was a fruit, and now it's fish. It's tuffel to the fish. But if I squeeze it into a bowl, now it's a liquid. That's the malacha of schita. Alma kasavar, mashka bala ochel, ochel hu. Liquid that comes from an ochel has the status of ochel. And that is what we paskin. There is a day in the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Hananel, who thinks that there's an amora that Rabbi Yochanan rejects this. Later on, in a different sugya, he says it seems to say it's a usur. That's how Rabbi Hananel reads the Gemara, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch quotes Lakula. But there are those that note that there is Rabbi Hananel out there. But maker doing paskin is mutter. Shulchan Aruch Shin Chav Dalid mutter l'schod eshkol anavim l'tok kedera sheish patavshel kedei l'sakin ochel. You could squeeze it in order to be misakin the ochel. It has to be. It can't be a trick. It has to be because you really want this liquid to be on the salad. That's called mashka bala ochel, and it's called ochel. If it is empty, it is usher. The Mishnah Berurah notes Rabbeinu Hananel and says, maybe lachadchila, you could go like Rabbeinu Hananel, but that is not me'ikir hadin. Not me'ikir hadin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shinchav Sifkatan Yud Zayin, Sifkatan Yud Ches. He quotes the Heter. And then he quotes that it is mutter maker adin, but if you want to go like Rabbi Hananel, so there is such a chumra, but generally we don't have to be machmer for that chumra. Afilu daito litno acher kach l'tavshil gam kein aser. Even if afterwards you're going to put it into a tavshil, like we said, the case of the sugar cube, and then you're going to put it in, it's still mutter. I'm sorry, the other way. This is, even if I'm planning, I put it into an empty bowl, and then I'm going to plan to put it into a salad. That's usher. That's usher. I feel a dieter lino acher kach. You're going to put it right in. It doesn't matter. It has to be directly in, because otherwise it gets the status of liquid when it's in the empty bowl. That's not good enough. It has to be directly in. And that's what the Shmir Shabbos says, like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Mishnah Berurah. Din zeh she'amarnu ki mutar lischor esapri l'tocha ochel. The Shmir Shabbos says maybe, and this is what we said before, maybe grapes is different. Maybe you shouldn't squeeze grapes, just like we said you shouldn't squeeze grapes into your mouth. Maybe even onto salad. Maybe there you should be machmer like Rabbi Hananel, because after all, it's a chash of an isadar isa. Ela she'banavim ratzui shlo lischor b'shabbos gam bofan zeh. Unless you're doing it for a child for some reason, but again, that's me'ikra, then it's mutter, but maybe we should be machmir when it comes to grapes. The Shmir Shabbos says that if what you're doing is to improve the food underneath, that's mutter. Right, it can't be used, as we said, as a joke. You can't put a little cracker in the bottom of a bowl and then fill the whole thing up with lemon juice. Right, that's not helping the cracker. But as long as it's there to help the flavor of the food, even if it's not all absorbed, maybe it should be absorbed like in a salad. But even if it's not all absorbed, it is still okay. It says the Shmir Shabbos, "Ratzel l'sakin es atam atov shel ochlin." In Source 34, "Al yedei hosafas mitz peros mutter lischo pri biad." Right, you can't use a squeezer, as we'll talk about, even a kli. So again, as long as it's there to help out the food underneath, even if it's not totally absorbed. Adkan squeezing. Related to this, which we're not going to get into now, it's not in the packet here, that is, one of the issues about brushing teeth on Shabbos that the post discuss is, what about schita? What about the liquid that gets trapped in between the bristles of the toothbrush? So most poskim are makel and assume ain schita beser, there is no schita there. Ramosha Faisid is machmir, but generally the minag ola, many are makel. Next related issue of schita, milking animals on Shabbos. This is a huge topic, a very important topic for those milk farmers in Israel. The Gemara says on Shabbos Sadiheh that milking a cow is asur daraisa on Shabbos. Cholev is the malacha of mefarik. Cholev is the malacha of mefarik. That's what the Gemara says. Cholev mishum mayim echayev, amalu mishum cholev. Amalei cholev chayev mishum mefarik. So what do you do? So one way to do it is asking a goy. Asking a goy is usually asur darabanan, but tsar balei chayim, the animal needs to be milked, or else it's going to be painful for the animal, unless he expresses the milk. And it could be a hefsim maruba for the farmer. So for both those reasons, maybe that's why tsar balei chayim is. Mutter, the Shulchan Aruch says, mutter lomar le'enu Yehudi, lach lo behemto b'shabbos, mishum tsar balei chayim. Right, you're allowed to tell the Einu Yehudi, because of tsar balei chayim, sha'achalav mitsa'ara, the chalav pain serve, achalav asur bo bayom. You have to pay. Okay, but that is the Me'ikar Adin. Tzar Balei Chaim, it would be mutter. The problem is that, especially 100 years ago in early days of the Yishuv, it wasn't so easy to get an Arab, and it would be dangerous, and it would be not so simple. So what's the other way to do it? So maybe you use the heter of Abala Ochel. Put some food on the bottom of the pail. No, but as we just said, that only works if it's there to help out the food. If you're just putting it there to save, to make it considered bala ochel, maybe that's not going to work. It's not going to work. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, right? The cookie on the bottom of the big puddle of milk is not going to help you, right? Av chole chol of harbe l'tok kli sheish bo mad lechem. You put a little bread. Av al bishamad chol of nivla b'lechem. Even though a little bit of milk gets absorbed in, kivan shahar bechol of nishar levado. That's mashke. And therefore, that's not going to help that trick. So what do you do? So again, a goy. If you get a goy, this is a mashke balochel is not going to help. So the other option is holech li'ibud. Shulchan Aruch says, if schita holech li'ibud, if it just gets ruined just right when it comes out, that's allowed. So therefore, the Shmir Shabbos discusses this also, it just goes straight to the floor. You milk, you put the cows in the machine, it goes straight to the floor, even if, it's going to get milk, but it's holech li'ibud. Holech li'ibud. Or you put a little soap in the bottom of the pail. Whatever it is, it's not going to be useful. And this was a big discussion between the Chazon Ish, Rav Kook, right? You cannot use Jewish labor. You cannot use Jewish labor. Rav Kook was very strong about that. Best to hire Goyim, even though if it's difficult, really find Goyim. This is the discussion of what is done. Now we have There are various machines that are put on timers and that use grumma. So that is what is also discussed by the poskim more lemaisa today. That you set it up in a holich leibud way, and then the machine itself changes it to a non holich leibud. So there are all ways to get out of it, doing things grumma, but there b'makanef semaruba v'chulu. This related issue that it's not mentioned here, and that a woman, especially after she has a baby, often she has a lot of milk. And often the baby is not nursing enough, so she has to express her milk. So sometimes she wants to save the milk, that's more of a problem. But if she just wants to express the milk, so holich leibud. That's a heter also, that you put a little soap in the bottom of the bottles if she has a breast pump on a timer or even a manual breast pump. So that is what the Shmir Shabbos says. That could be mutter as well, as long as it is holich leibud. Last section to discuss in squeezing out liquid from a solid is where it wasn't a natural connection. This is going to be an issa d'rabbanan at most. What if somebody has a very oily piece of kugel and they want to put a napkin on top of it and, like, you know, dab it to get some of the oil out? Is that allowed? Squeezing the liquid out from the solid. What if somebody has a very, a piece of zucchini that was in the soup and I want to get some of the liquid out? So am I allowed to push down to get some of the liquid out? So that's discussed in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses pickled and cooked items. Kfashim and shlakos. Kuf memei. Shabbos kuf memei. Source 41. Kfashim shesachtan. Amar Rav. Lagufan mutter. Rav says, lagufan mutter. If you're squeezing it out just because the texture, you want the liquid out, not because you're interested in the liquid. You're doing it lagufan. You're doing it for the item because you don't want it to be so oily. But if you want the liquid, that's asur d'rabbanan. Ushlakos, and if it's cooked and not pickled, bein lugufan bein meman mutter, it's always mutter. And Shmuel says, no matter what, if you're doing it, no matter if it's shlakos or kfashim or pickled or cooked, if you're just doing it for the texture, it's mutter. You're just getting the liquid out. You don't want the liquid. That's mutter, because the whole thing is d'rabbanan, and you're not doing it for the liquid. And if you're doing it for the liquid, that's going to be asur d'rabbanan, that's Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says if you do give the liquid, maybe it's even chayav achatos. That's a chiddush, whether it's also daraisa. But this is general. We paskin, as we'll see, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush. And therefore, who say that if you're doing it for the liquid, it's aser, but if you're doing it for the food itself, lagufan, it is mutter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chaf, source 44. Im lagufam, sheinat zorach lamayim, ve'enu zochten el taknam lachila. You just want to get some of the oil out. Afilu sochi l'tokara, you can even squeeze it onto an empty bowl, right? Because you're not doing it for the liquid. You're just doing it for the goof of the item. That would be allowed. The Mishnah Berurah is machalik maybe between vegetables and fruit, but generally we paskin that it is mutter. And therefore, let's say you have lettuce that you wash the lettuce and there's water on it. You want to get the water off of the lettuce. So is there any issue with getting the water off of the lettuce? No. If you want any issue with getting some oil off of the again. If you're let's say skimming oil from on top, that could be a borer issue. We're not getting into that right now. But if you have liquid inside the fruit or the vegetable, so that would be our issue of lagufan or lemehan. And generally, we paskin if it's lagufan, it is mutter. That's what the Yerucha Shabbos ends off by saying. Gavar machal shenitkan onis bashel. You have a food that was fried or cooked. Vusafug b'shemen, and it's full of oil. Oberotev or liquid. Dino shimbal l'sochto l'sorach shimush b'shemen. If you want to use the oil oberotev, hasfugin bo hareza usher, that's a problem. V'im kavanaso l'sorach achila. K'dila salik is riba yarotev. You just want to take out some of the oil. You want to take out some of the rotev. That is mutter, not a problem. So these are some of the issues of dash and schita. We spoke about schita's fruit, and we spoke about lemons. We spoke about schita with one's mouth, and schita with a spoon, the grapefruit. What about squeezing fruit onto food? And then we spoke about milking a cow. We spoke a little bit about nursing, and we spoke about absorbed liquids out of a food. These are some of the issues relating to schita. By the way, next time we get into the malacha of Borer, one of the most major malachas that we have in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.